Ladies and gentlemen, I now present the Minister for Supply, Senator the Honourable Denham Henty.
Mr. Prime Minister, Mrs. Holt, Dr. Siemens, Mrs. Siemens, Mr. Buckley, distinguished guests and ladies and gentlemen. I have a very happy duty this morning. I love happy duties, and this is a very happy duty indeed, of extending to you all on behalf of the Department of Supply and the Commonwealth Government a very warm welcome to this opening of this very important station. I'd like to extend a very special welcome to our Prime Minister. Sir, we're honoured to the fact that you would give time to us today to come. Well, it's not so far out, really, is it? But to come to us and open this very important station, this Apollo station, which is here with us by the cooperation of the American government and the Australian government. So we have with us too Dr. Siemens and Mrs. Siemens. Dr. Siemens is the represents the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, as we know it, the agency of the United States government. And he comes to us today as the administrator, deputy administrator of this great organisation, NASA, which stretches across the world, plays such an important part in Australia itself as well, because we have a number of stations. I think five in all now, Doctor. This is of great importance to us. I welcome also the Deputy Administrator, the Associate Administrator, Mr. Buckley, who is with us today, and Dr. Christopher Kraft, Operations Director of the Houston Manned Spacecraft Center. Mr. Tech Roberts from the Goddard Space Flight Center. I extend them a warm welcome and say we are indeed delighted to have them here with us today. And Doctor, I would like, last time when we opened Aurora Valley, we had Congressman George Miller, one of the grand old men of space, really, I think. And I would like you to convey to him our kindest regards and say how sorry we were that he was not able to be with us again at this time in this important station, although I understand the reasons why he couldn't be. I understand he has a very important congressional committee in which he is has to be there as the chairman. We enjoyed his visit and we have enjoyed his help. The Department of Supply, of course, is responsible for the performance of the stations. But Australian industry has played a very vital part, indeed, in the staffing and the operation of the stations. Honeysuckle Creek is operated for the department by the Standard Telephones and Cables Proprietary Limited. And I extend a very warm welcome to the Chairman of STC, Mr. Remington, and the company's Managing Director, Sir Samuel Jones, who is with us, both with us here today. A great deal of planning, hard work and skill have been put into the siting and the construction of this station. The design and supervision of construction were carried out by the Department of Works. We've had tremendous cooperation from a number of departments, which I will recall in a moment or two. T.H. O'Connor Proprietary Limited was responsible for the construction, and the Department of the Interior made the land available to us. We're indebted to the Postmaster General's Department and Overseas Telecommunications Commission because they provided the vital communication links for transmission back to the centres in the United States and to other parts of Australia. The staff of the station itself has worked splendidly to bring this station and its complex equipment up to the present state of operational readiness. I can say, quite frankly, I never thought they would do it in time, because there were difficulties in carting all this out to what was at the early stages, of course, over a bush track. And I think that everybody has done a great job in getting it done in time. And I'd like to thank all the people and organisations concerned with this project for what they have done, and a special thanks to the Army and the Navy, who have also helped us so much. The opening of a station such as this, which is destined to take part in the exciting and almost incredible space exploration, is a great event, and it gives me very great pleasure indeed to extend to all of you who have come here to a warm welcome to this very important opening ceremony, which the Prime Minister is going to do for us in a moment or two.